Hi, welcome to Self-Reflect with Anurag Singh. I'm Anurag and I'm your host on this podcast. On this show, I share thoughts, ideas, and practical skills to become a better version of ourselves. So if you want to take control of your life, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Stay tuned for today's episode. Hi, it's 30th of March 2020 and this is episode number 1. Welcome once again to Self-Reflect with Anurag Singh podcast. So this being the first episode of this podcast show, I want to talk about why I started this podcast and what would be the content of this podcast, what all topics I would be discussing and sharing. So my personal experience by doing so many different things in life is that we are capable of doing so much in life, but there are a lot of times when we feel stuck in the moment and we need someone to hold our hands and pull us up from that situation before we start working towards our goal again. And I think that's completely okay, because we are social animals. Human beings are social animals and we need emotional and mental support to get us going in our life. So be it a bad day at work, or maybe you had some fight with your family members or boss maybe, or maybe you just lost someone very close, or be it a completely opposite situation where you are too happy but you don't have people around to kind of share your feelings, to share your emotions, right? And I think this is the main problem which keeps us stuck in life, which keeps us stuck in the moment. And this reminds me of a great saying that I had read somewhere. I don't quite remember the name of the philosopher, but the phrase was something like this: it's not your thoughts that will keep you stuck, but it's your actions. So you cannot change the external factors of you not having someone by your side. But just thinking about it and being stuck in the moment is not going to help you. So instead, you can take some action, do something that makes you happy and that gets you going. It could be anything from, say, writing a personal diary or reading a book, or maybe cooking a delicious dish if you love cooking. Or it could be making video, recording a podcast just like I'm doing right now. Or if none of this interests you, you can simply just take a walk in the park and just relax your mind, okay? But just don't be stuck in the moment. Don't keep thinking about what has happened, good or bad, and that you have no one to share it with, okay? Just get your body moving, okay? That's the main thing. So I felt that I should share ideas and thoughts that will get people moving. I wanted to take my love for talking and sharing stories to a place which can impact others and bring some positive change for everyone around us, including me as well. And like a cherry on a cake, this will also improve my communication skills, right? So yeah, so it goes kind of hand in hand, where I want to provide value to the society and in return I get to improve my skills, right? So yeah, that's the idea behind starting this podcast. And if I have to give you in points why I'm starting this podcast, then basically I would put it into 5 to 6 points. First one being, I wanted to share my ideas and thoughts, and not necessarily my ideas. It could be something that I came across in a movie, something I came across in a video, maybe on a news channel, in a newspaper, or in a book, anything basically. And what are my takes from that? If I have practiced doing that or practicing that skill or something, what did I learn and how you can do it? So that is one thing. Second thing is, I want to improve communication. I want to improve my personal communication. So that is another reason. And the third reason is, I wanted to do something consistently that makes me feel good. So basically, talking is something that I really feel good about, especially if I'm able to share something meaningful. I really like to talk on that topic. So I think this is one platform where I can do all of this 3-4 things that I mentioned. So that is why I'm starting this podcast. And in terms of what all things I would be covering in this, so again, I'll break it down into 4 to 5 topics. So I would be talking on topics of self-development. I would try to talk on concepts and ideas around spirituality. I would talk about tips and tricks to improve your daily life, about self-love and overcoming self-doubt. Four points I've already covered. Fifth one is love and relationships. Sixth one is book, movie summaries, anything that helps in self-improvement, basically. Also, I would want to talk about how you can contribute in this podcast. So the whole idea of this podcast is not just me speaking and sharing my thoughts and ideas with you, but it's more about building a community where we can get along together, share our stories, share our challenges, share our thoughts. So if you have questions, thoughts, experiences, or any stories that you want to share, please share it with me and I'll try to talk on that subject in the next episode. And just in case, if you have none of this to share, then you can simply drop a hi. I don't know, just simply say hi and that's it. Okay, you can simply DM me on my Instagram handle, that is @CannyCEO. I'll spell that for you, that is CannyCEO. Or you can email me at cannyceo@gmail.com. I hope you like this and I look forward to make more such podcast episode for all of us. Thank you so much for tuning in today. God bless you and have a great day.